discussing the explanation of the hadith when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, it had a very, very great effect on her. She loved her father very greatly. Her father, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loved her also very greatly. In fact, it comes that on one occasion she said that it is the difficulties that was put on me, poured on me at the time of the demise, of the passing away of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was so difficult that if they had to be put on the day would have turned into the night. So many difficulties. But in spite of all that, we see the great sabr that she had exercised. How much she restrained herself and made sabr at that time, and this has come in this chapter of sabr. Otherwise, this hadith of the passing of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have come at the end of the kitab, the end of his life. From here we learn also that whatever difficulties we have, we must also exercise a lot of sabr. Unfortunately, and very unfortunately, those people who claim great love for Hazrat Fatima, for Ahl-e Bayt, the Shias, they do the complete opposite at this time. Now that Muharram will be starting, and many parts of the world, they will have all their taziyas which they make, and they will start pounding their chest and all funny, funny things, which is totally opposite to the dignity of any human being also. And forget the dignity of a Muslim and of a follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they do the most stupid things, and they don't till after 1400 years, they don't exercise anything about Islam. When a husband passes away, she has to observe her iddah for 4 months and 10 days. If another Muslim passes away, any family member, one's father, one's wife, husband, the period of allowing to go and make taziyat by those people is for 3 days. After 3 days, my life must come back to normality. The Sharia has allowed, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam is allowed only 3 days of this martyrdom, of feeling sorrow, of feeling that sadness, and then bring back the life to normality, which also shows the perfection and beauty of the deen of Islam, what a practical deen is. But the Shias and their younger brothers, the Barelvis, now that Muharram will come, all funny things they will be doing in the world, and yet all this in the guise of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the love of Ahl-e Bayt, whereas they are the worst enemies of the Ahl-e Bayt. They just use it as a slogan, and we have to be very careful. Today, with everything available on the internet, many people are influenced. And the efforts they are making to influence people, giving out their books at different places, etc., working in different ways, we have to be very careful about our iman, that our iman is protected. Otherwise, they are working in such ways that they will destroy the iman of a person. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled her by saying that he would no longer experience any pain. This was the last, and the whole life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of these difficulties for the sake of deen. And these people, only in the 10 days of Muharram, they will do all the wrong things. And in that they claiming their love for Islam, whereas the rest of the year they've got no association with deen and with Islam. If they really love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave his whole life, every day, every night of his life, he gave it for the sake of Islam and for the sake of the Muslims. Difficulty or grief because he was leaving this temporary abode and going to meet Allah Ta'ala. So this was the last few moments of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in which Allah wanted to give him the greatest position in the akhirat and forever. Ulama mentioned that Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained silent at the question of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha about throwing sand over his grave. And why did he keep silent? Out of consideration for her sadness. He also thought that she is sad, let me not speak at this moment. And the Shias, if it is the sadness of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, they should also keep silent and not act as hooligans on the roads and everywhere, pounding their chests and making loud slogans and claiming all types of things. That is not the way at all, even for the feeling of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, or anyone of the Ahle Bayt, if they really love them. Like Hazrat Anas, he just kept silent. He did not say, he did not add more fire to the fuel. She was so sad, she was so hurt, and not to hurt her even further. But they all this time in the corridors of history, they are all the time hurting their feelings even more of the Ahle Bayt. However, it was as if he had replied, "We were certainly not pleased. How could we be pleased to throw sand on the body of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But we were obliged to follow his instructions. The deen that he taught us, this is how you bury a person no matter who it is. This is how you bury even the Nabi of Allah. You bury him in this way, and after that you have to throw sand, and this is what deen is. Whatever our sentiments are, our feelings are, we put them one side, and we say, what does Allah want from us? What does his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want from us? That is a true believer, and that is true love. Her statement was an expression of her grief and was not objection to the burial of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Fatima also, when she asked that how could you people throw the sand on the body of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was an expression of her grief that Allah's Nabi and how much she loved him, but it was not an objection to the command of Allah, that this is how burial of a Muslim will take place, and this is the beauty of Islam, that even the greatest, the Nabi of Allah, will also be buried in this way, and the greatest sinner of the Ummah, he will be also buried in this way. This is the justice and fairness. This hadith is relevant to the chapter of patience, as it describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's patience during his final moments. On the one side, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in no objection, also accepted it wholeheartedly, how Allah ta'ala had decreed for him, he exercised patience. It also describes the patience and restraint of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. On the other side, at just such a time, it is impossible for us to imagine, but how Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha also restrained herself and exercised patience. And today we can see who are the true followers who also exercise this patience, and who are those who are the enemies of Islam and make a big show just to show the world and just to hurt the feelings of the Ahle Bayt. All these things they do in the name of love, they show their great hatred. Their patience provides us with a fine example of self-discipline and during challenging times. For us, little problems come, Allah help us and guide us, but we can't contain ourselves. But at such a time, how they contain themselves? It is natural and permissible to be saddened upon the demise of a person. However, one should not be angry and displeased with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. And this all this martyrdom that they do, and pounding their chest, etc., all the slogans, it shows that they are unhappy with Allah's decision. A person who is happy with Allah's decision accepts it quietly and patiently. It is permissible to mention the true qualities of the deceased after his demise. But it is not permissible to exaggerate them. Yea, also many of us make mistakes when any great person of Islam, any alim, any great wali of Allah pass away, to explain about his good qualities are permissible. But exaggeration is not permissible. And in fact it comes in the hadith in the same kitab also. When a person is praised for things which he did not have, then the malaika, and he liked it, that is, if he liked it, that people must praise me after my death, then the malaika smite him and they tell him, were you like that? Were you like that? Yeah, we think we are doing a great service for him, but there he's been punished for that. So we should be very careful with regard to all these matters, and we are taught this beautiful deen of patience and sabr, and that is the way that we should go, and we have been taught this, the beautiful way of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we should totally stay away from the evil ways of the enemies of Islam, inside enemies also and outside enemies also. May Allah give us proper understanding and tawfiq to make amal.